when I got my doctorate, I literally said, I'm never going back to school. Like, that's why instead of doing a master's nurse practitioner program, I did a doctorate program. Because I'm like, if they ever require this, I don't want to have to go back to school ever again. I want to get it done. And, you know, I was had the opportunity to do this like before I had children. So I am so grateful for that because I wanted to, you know, not have to go back to school.
Hi, friends. You're listening to the Nightingale Podcast, a podcast for nurses, future nurses, and, well, anyone interested in the nursing profession. I'm your host, Dr. Dakota Felkowski, certified pediatric nurse practitioner, wife, and mom. Here at the Nightingale Podcast, our goal is to get you inspired, educated, and explore some pockets of the healthcare field that you may have not known even existed. Whether you're in a position that you already love, looking for the next big thing, or just getting started in the nursing profession, we are here to meet you in whichever season you're in and help to propel you forward. So without further ado, let's dive into this week's episode.
I am so pumped to be sitting here in front of this microphone right now. I like don't even know what to say like to start off this episode because it's been so long since I have recorded for this podcast, and it's really exciting. Whether you are a first-time listener of the Nightingale Podcast or you are coming back to listen to this new episode, I am so grateful to be in your headphones or blasting through your car speakers right now because it means a lot. And that's the coolest part about podcasting is you don't know the reach that your podcast is going to have or what, you know, who's going to resonate with what you're saying. And the funny thing about diving back into doing these episodes, which we will get to in a second, but is just like the cool, it's so cool to just have this opportunity to speak to people and to just share different perspectives and, you know, make other people or like have other people realize like they're not alone in some of the things that they're feeling and, you know, just explore this profession deeper. And I have had over close to 45,000 downloads of this podcast since its beginning, which is insane to me. And to some podcasters, that might seem like a small amount. To others, that might seem huge. Like it is just so cool, and I am so grateful for any opportunity to make an impact on even just a single person. And so that number of people that I feel like I have been able to touch with this podcast made me realize like I need to do this again. And it's really scary to put yourself out there because, as you know, if you've been around a little while for listening to these episodes, I have started and stopped and started and stopped again recently. And life just changes, and I've changed, the world has changed. And I think that, you know, it's really hard to put yourself out there and, you know, be judged for the things that you're saying, or, you know, be afraid that you're going to offend someone, or like try to be a certain way so that, you know, you're liked or you can get, you know, the most recognition or whatever it may be. And, you know, I just realized that I have a purpose, and I have had the nursing journey that I've had so that I can make an impact on other people. And it tells me that if that many people have listened to these episodes, people are craving connection in this field. They're craving, you know, some sort of, you know, information, and craving just the idea of like, I'm not alone going through this, and just the whole aspect of like exploring this huge opportunities that this profession does have for us. And it's hard to be like pigeonholed in one area and not know what you want to do. So I am back. My goal is to do weekly episodes again. I am going to do my best to like batch ahead and just like knock out episodes so that I can be consistent. I can't promise anything. I am busy, and we'll get to what my new adventure is right now, but in just a few minutes. But I'm a working mom and a wife, and so, you know, I have gotten burnout in the past, which is why, you know, I have gone forward with doing the podcast, then I back off because I put too much pressure on myself, which maybe you guys can relate to this. But, you know, I'm really learning a lot about myself recently, and I do feel like some of the things that I've gone through in this profession can be helpful to other people. And so that's my goal, is to just really be honest and to just share any wisdom that I might have and interview people who have wisdom to share as well. So that's what you can expect going forward. But I wanted to talk today about something crazy that I never thought I'd do, which is going back to school. When I got my doctorate, I literally said, I'm never going back to school. Like, that's why instead of doing a master's nurse practitioner program, I did a doctorate program, because I'm like, if they ever require this, I don't want to have to go back to school ever again. I want to get it done. And, you know, I was had the opportunity to do this like before I had children. So I am so grateful for that, because I wanted to, you know, not have to go back to school when, you know, and be forced in that position. And so I said, like, I'm never going back. And I'm sure so many people can relate to this feeling, whether, you know, you went and got your bachelor's degree or your associate's degree, like you hit that finish line and you're like, nope, I'm never doing this again. But we know that we're humans and life changes and our ideas change and just like our direction in life changes. It's funny, I think, in general, just how careers work in our country and just our society, in that, like, when I decided I was going to become a nurse, like, I'm deciding this in high school, essentially. You know, I was that person that I got into my bachelor's nursing program like right into my freshman year of college. And so like you set that trajectory for yourself from the time your brain's not even fully developed at this point. And so it's just funny that we are, you know, started on this journey that we're deciding what we want to do for the rest of our lives when we don't even know who we are yet. And so, which is, you know, why it's normal and expected for you to change your mind, to pivot, to, you know, not really know what you want to do yet, especially when you start your career. And also going forward, I've talked about this in other episodes, but I have every single job that I have had has made me realize where I want to go next. And I've obviously, there was a reason I left those jobs, but I always left the job like knowing I don't want to do this, or, you know, it gets me closer to that idea of what I do want to be doing. And that is what led me to deciding to go back to school. And so I just started a program, which I'll dive deeper into here, but I just started a new program in the second week of September is when I just started this program. So I'm just a few weeks in. This is the first week that we really dove into like the meat and the potatoes of the program. But the program I'm doing is actually not a conventional like education program. I chose to do a private education, and I am doing it at the Nutritional Therapy Association, and I am becoming a nutritional therapy practitioner, which is so cool because it is online. It's a 10-month program. I actually just was researching different programs, and I found another nurse practitioner who had done this program really to up-level what she was passionate about. So this program really dives deep into more like holistic nutrition, and we learn about, you know, just ancestral nutrition and ancestral health and all of the things that I feel like I did not get in my, you know, undergraduate and graduate education, really. It's nutrition is not something that we really dive too deep into. I don't know if you can relate, but I feel like I only really got like one or two classes that were like solely nutrition. And, you know, it's sprinkled in throughout like the management of different diseases and things. Yes, we do touch on it, but nothing that is like I am getting like such detailed information that, you know, is really applicable and so pertinent to just how our bodies function. And it really made me realize that when I am, you know, treating patients and I am as a primary care provider for pediatrics, like so much of my job is education, and so many of the diseases and just symptoms and concerns that I am addressing on a daily basis are directly related to nutrition. And whether that be poor nutrition or lack of nutrition, they are so interconnected, and I just don't feel like I have really the knowledge, and I'm not equipped to do my due diligence for it. And so, you know, of course, you know, I can do it without it, and they do have nutritionists that you can refer to, but I've come to just realize that so much of that disease processes and things is related to nutrition, and I wanted to know more. If I was going to be considered an expert in anything, I'm pretty sure it would be in switching jobs. Now, this sounds kind of silly, but I wear it honestly with a badge of honor. If I wouldn't have done all these shifts throughout my career, I would never have found the path that I'm on now and just creating that journey in healthcare that I really, truly want. Which is why I took my decade of experience in this industry and I created my first ever digital course. I am so freaking excited to tell you guys about this course. It's called Love It or Leave It Healthcare Edition. Now, the goal is not that you will leave healthcare altogether, but the course helps you to determine if you're gonna love the job that you're in now or leave it and find the next step on your nursing or healthcare journey. So what does this course include? This course gives you access to 4 modules that are released once each week, packed full with tangible, concise information to first lay down the groundwork for happiness in whatever it is you choose to do, and then walk you through either staying in your current position or starting that next phase of your journey. You also are getting 5 group coaching calls with myself and the other members of this course, as well as an exclusive Facebook community so that you can find other people who are feeling the same way you are right now. And lastly, you get a workbook that goes along with the entire course to help to really lay that groundwork and move the needle forward. This course is definitely for you if you aren't happy in your current job, if you're ready for a change, if you dread going to work every single day, or even just some or most days, if you're contemplating going back to school because you're not happy with where you're at right now, if you have changed jobs and still feel like something is missing, if you feel like that perfect position is out there but haven't been able to find it yet, and lastly, if you're considering leaving healthcare altogether. The course is going to be launching on November 1st and runs the whole month of November Think of how crazy it is to think that in just 1 month you can transform your entire future in the healthcare profession. So if you're even just thinking that this course is for you, I highly encourage you to invest in yourself today. For just $89, you can enroll in the Love It or Leave It Healthcare Edition course, which, let's be honest, is essentially just one new pair of those scrubs that you really don't need. And these investments in ourselves are really, truly worth it. If you are interested and feel like this course is exactly what you are needing right now, then go ahead and follow the link that's in the show notes and enroll with us today. I know that this is truly going to be epic for so many people. It's such a cool opportunity for me to be able to do this education from a different perspective. I am so used to like taking these classes because, you know, this is required for this degree. Like, I even toyed with this idea of like, do I go back and get a master's, or do I go back and get like a like postdoctorate or like something? I don't even know. But I toyed around with that idea of like applying to a formal college. And it just didn't feel right to me because I knew that it was going to take longer, first of all. And secondly, it was going to be a lot of things that were just like for like check boxes. You know, I was just going to be having general classes and things that just like met the requirements to give me that degree. And it likely was not going to be taught in a way that like I truly absorbed the material. And like that might be the route for many people. But for me, like having that higher education already, I just felt like I didn't want to go through that. And I also didn't want the bill that came with that. And so I started to kind of explore this other route. And it's so exciting because the program I'm doing through the NTA, Nutritional Therapy Association, is a program that like everyone can do. So, you know, we have people from all different like walks of life in all over the world that are doing this program. It's all online. Like I said, it takes 10 months. And some of these people, most of the people do not have a medical background. Some of them do. Some of them are doing this because they want to start a career as a NTP and to provide that, you know, counseling of nutrition for patients and just work with clients one-on-one in that like client relationship. There are some people that want to add on to like myself to their existing practices. There are some people that honestly just want to do this for themselves and their family, where they want to explore the root cause of problems that they have and provide that foundational health through nutrition. And so it is just amazing. My first couple of calls, I was like, this is so like refreshing, because healthcare is in a really, really sad place right now, and people are burnt out and they're stressed. And it was just really cool to see just the positivity and the, you know, the light in everyone's eyes of just like the potential for the future for change. And I loved that. And that is there in healthcare too right now. If you're in nursing school, I'm sure that is there. But for those of us who are like deep in the trenches right now, especially those who are in these locations and these areas that are really getting hit still from the pandemic, it can be disheartening. And, you know, I know that a lot of you can relate to, you know, that questioning inside of ourselves that says like, why did I go into healthcare? But like, there's a reason. And so I kind of found myself at this spot where like I've become frustrated at work, seeing the same patients over and over and the same conditions over and over, and knowing that there's got to be more to this. And I truly have realized that that component that is missing is our nutrition for our children, for ourselves. And so, you know, in order for us to raise healthy children and to, you know, have generations that have, you know, foundational health, then we have to start now. And that just takes, you know, setting those good foundations. And I realized that. And so, you know, I think it did lead to burnout for me to just be in this rut and, you know, the amount of mental health that I'm dealing with right now on a daily basis in my clinics is just, it's upsetting and it's, you know, it's really disheartening. And I know that all of this can be related back to nutrition. So, you know, I was at this point where like, what am I going to do about it? Do I push forward and keep with every day where I'm at burnout and I'm not going to be able to serve myself and just have that career that I want and especially my patients, or do I do something about it? And I decided to do something about it. It was really tough to decide to go back to school because, like I said, one, I hadn't planned on ever going back to school. And number two, you know, I have a massive amount of student loan debt. And my husband has a massive amount of student loan debt. So the idea of paying, especially not a conventional program where I am getting, you know, credentials and I am gaining so much more than I think I would if I went another route. But it can be hard with this thought of like, I am paying a chunk of money when I already have all of this education. And so, you know, I could have done this on my own. And this episode is not at all to say like, oh, you need more education. And that was something that I had to internally just contemplate is, you know, do I do this on my own? Do I have that, you know, inner, like, I do have that inner drive. I love podcasts. I love books. But am I getting the right information is the first aspect. And like, what part of the education is missing when you do that is just the community and the resources and the experiences of your educators and your other students. Like, it is so cool to hear all these different perspectives. And so I wanted that, and I am so glad that I did it. The program I'm doing is awesome because it is online. It's self-paced. Yes, there's like a curriculum. You have your syllabus. You have your things. But like the amount of time varies on how much time it requires each week. So they estimate about like 15 to 20 hours a week. And I figured I'm doing all these things on the side anyway. I love reading these new books, and I've just found this passion for, you know, this functional side of medicine, this nutrition side of medicine. So I'm listening to these podcasts. I'm doing the research on my own. So why not do that in this setting? And those hours, you know, are spent towards this accomplishment for me. And so that is kind of how I landed in this. And I'm the type of person that I one day would really love to start my own business and have my own thing that I can create what I want to create and just serve the populations that I really am meant to serve. And so this is, I think, a really good way to like marry the two and to kind of move forward. It's cool because there is a big like entrepreneurship aspect of this program that they do teach you as well. So that is really interesting and unique. And I am just so pumped. And I think that we have to remember that if we're not happy with where we're at in our positions, so if there's something that, you know, we're contemplating maybe just leaving the profession as a whole, or we're wanting to leave the job we're in because we can't handle certain aspects of it, or, you know, something is just really bothering you about the profession in general or your situation, then you have to sit back and think like, what would make this better? Maybe you would benefit from researching a specific topic more. Maybe you would benefit becoming certified in the thing that you do so that you do feel comfortable and you do feel confident. Because the thing that just like really pushes us up to that next level is when we can go at our job and to our patients with that comfort and that you know, confidence of just like, I know this, like I have such passion for this. And sometimes it can be hard when we're in such broad fields to really narrow that down. And so for me, this has been the way to kind of do that, is to narrow that down and just really, well, do you like oncology? Do you like, oh, there's so many different things, but like I can picture these people who just have such strong emotions about certain topics in their position. And like that thing that you maybe light up when you talk about. So maybe you love doing discharge planning. Maybe you love talking about nutrition. Maybe you love educating about exercises. Maybe you love to precept, or, you know, maybe there's something that you really enjoy doing and that really lights you up. That's a really fun part of your job. I want you to think about that. And maybe that is something that you can expand on without not necessarily having to go back to school, but maybe you get a certification in that, or maybe you take a continuing education course on it, or maybe you read a book on it, or you join a professional organization or a group that meets regularly for it. There's so many opportunities, and I think that that will really reignite things for like this profession, because we need to be able to have those like creative outlets and find that purpose again. And that is a way you can do it. And I truly believe that all of us were put in this profession for a reason, and we can't give up on it. We got to move forward, and we just have to find what our biggest strengths are and run with it. So it was a pleasure to sit down again, like I said, in front of this microphone again, and I hope that I can continue to touch just even one life is my goal. So if I can do that, then I'm just going to keep pushing forward. Hope you guys have a great day.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Nightingale Podcast. If you have thoroughly enjoyed this week's episode of the podcast, please share it with a friend who would also enjoy it. This is the only way to spread the word about the Nightingale Podcast to as many nurses or future nurses as possible. Make sure that you are subscribed if you have enjoyed this week's episode, so you get weekly notifications when the new episode comes out. Follow along on the Nightingale Podcast on Instagram at the Nightingale Podcast. And if you do feel so inclined, I would so appreciate you leaving a rating or a review on whatever platform you are listening to this on. Thanks so much, guys.